KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's back to the campaign trail for Kamala Harris and for Donald Trump. ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy with more.
Today, Trump holds two events in Georgia. Afternoon remarks to a gathering of faith leaders and then an evening rally in Atlanta. Following last night's mega MAGA rally at Madison Square Garden, Trump's campaign is actively seeking to distance itself from the jokes told by a little-known comic before Trump took the stage. His line that Puerto Rico is a floating island of garbage is one that Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott calls not funny and not true.
Harris will be campaigning in Michigan today. McDonald's says it's testing has ruled out beef patties as a source of the E. coli poisoning that sickened more than 70 people and left one man dead in Colorado. The quarter pounders will be returning to the menu in places where they were taken out off. Israeli police are investigating a potential terror attack after a man plowed a truck into a crowded bus stop near Tel Aviv. A 72-year-old man was killed. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's going to be a busy week all over Wisconsin. The final week before the election means we're going to have a lot of campaign visits. Here's just a quick rundown of some of them. We've got Governor Tim Walz in Manitowoc and Waukesha today, plus J.D. Vance is in Wausau. Bernie Sanders is in Oshkosh this afternoon. Then tonight, he'll be joined by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez here in Madison. Former President Donald Trump will hold a rally in Green Bay on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris will have a rally/concert here in Madison Wednesday night. And then Trump will be back in Wisconsin for another rally on Friday at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. And over the weekend, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was here in the Badger State. Here's Lisa Hale.
Pete Buttigieg was in Oshkosh Saturday, drumming up support for the Democratic ticket and invigorating Canvas volunteers.
Communities red, blue, and purple already understand that if we're serious about protecting children in school, that's not about keeping a Toni Morrison paperback out of the school library. It's about making sure assault weapons don't get anywhere near the school.
Buttigieg also spoke in Green Bay, Appleton, and Fond du Lac Saturday.
If you haven't seen it for yourself, chances are you've seen photos. It was the talk of the city over the weekend. An unusual art installation showed up on Madison's north side. It's a statue of former President Donald Trump depicted nude. The piece is on tour across the country called the Crooked and Obscene Tour. The Cap Times called it anatomically specific, and that phrase is accurate. It's 43 feet tall, made out of foam and rebar, and weighs 6,000 pounds. It's held up by a crane. People were driving around trying to find it. It was kind of tucked behind some trees based on where you stood on private property near DeMetro Park. It's already been in Las Vegas and Pennsylvania. It was only scheduled to be here in Madison for the weekend, so it's likely headed to its next stop. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Packers beat the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 30-27 win in Jacksonville. Backup Malik Willis replaced Jordan Love at quarterback after he suffered a groin injury. Willis with a 51-yard pass to Jaden Reed set up the winning field goal and says they tried to run that play earlier in the game.
We were looking for this certain look and we didn't get it the first time. Actually, we ran it twice and then we ran it again and we got the look we were looking for and I feel like Jay Reed popped open and I'm glad we got it to him.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions. The Wisconsin Badgers are on the road Saturday against the Iowa Hawkeyes after losing at home to Penn State 28-13 over the weekend. Quarterback Braden Locke throwing a costly pick six in the second half. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Nets last night in Brooklyn 115-102. How did Giannis play?
I thought Giannis played the right way the entire night. 22 points, 7 assists, 12 rebounds. I mean, guarding everywhere. I don't know what more you can do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
We have seen extraordinary harm and pain and suffering happen because of what Donald Trump did in intending and effectuating an overturning of Roe v. Wade. Yes, my first priority is to put back in place those protections and to stop this pain and to stop this injustice that is happening around our country.
So then why not say what restrictions you would support as part of that?
I've told you. Let's put back in place Roe v. Wade.
And when you argue that Donald Trump, if elected, would put forward a national abortion ban.
Just read Project 2025.
The former president said that's not true. He would veto.
He says everything. Come on, are we really taking his word for it? He said that women should be punished. He has been all over the place on this. But I'm too busy watching what he's doing to see what he has said.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. Rovember is coming. Rovember is coming.
LFG.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Thank you. Who's this on Twitter? Said, humiliate, drag, mock all of them, fascists, their allies, those complicit in power, hate, absolutely hate being belittled. That's the reason why humor and satire and mockery have been so powerful against fascist regimes in the past. You know who's in that trench with us? Who's in that foxhole? Yeah, you know.
Trenchman's off with Steph now. I need her here online.
Aw, and she's playing hurt this morning.
Yeah.
She's a little sickling. Hi, Jen Kirkman.
I'm a little sickling. I'm recovering from some laryngitis. Who cares? I can't believe that the lyric in my jingle, Trumpy likes to bitch and whine, is still
relevant.
Relevant.
Relevant. I mean, this jingle is eight years old.
He's never stopped with the whining. Oh, my God.
And I mean, he's going to whine until the day he dies, but I didn't think in 8 years it would be relevant because he's running for president for the third time.
Don't you think there's just an exhaustion factor? You said the same thing I did. I don't know if I'm supposed to say what you said off air. You think we're going to know the night of and it's going to be a landslide. I said that, too.
Now, I want to say,
I am terrifyingly gastrointestinally terrified.
Yeah, but I still believe.
Me, too.
Yeah. It's one of those, what I say is like this weird little, like, witch vibe that I have. But I'm not.
Which witch? Are you good?
You know,
witch?
Like
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Oh, I'm like an in-between witch.
Okay.
Depends on the day. But I do think, I don't know. The reason I say that is because I just wouldn't be surprised. Like, I wouldn't be surprised by the most terrible thing happening, but let's be positive. I also wouldn't be surprised by the most wonderful thing happening.
Right. Right. Yeah, I hear you. And I think we were saying about, we just have this sense memory, right? This 2016 PTSD that's so deep in terms of,
yeah.
You know, us all being, everybody being sure that Hillary was going to win. So I think I would rather that we be terrified than be complacent.
Yeah. If terror is what it takes to get you to phone bank, right? Postcards, yeah. Great. But if you're already doing that stuff and feeling terrified, I would just try to.
Yeah.
Have as much joy as you can in the last 10 days of our democracy if we're going to lose. Well, I guess we have a few months after that.
Our friend John Pavlovich said that Kamala Harris' campaign is filled with so much hope and joy and unity and vision. Donald Trump's campaign is hatred and separation and nihilism and misery. Anyone choosing the latter is simply sad. Let's make sure love has the last, loudest word. And I believe... Everyone from him to Liz Cheney just said that this weekend, that maybe I'm too happy clappy, Jen. I don't think Americans are going to choose that hate.
You bring up a good point, and we didn't have, in 2016, we didn't even have most of the left on our side.
Yeah.
So forget that year. But 2020, we had some never Trumpers,
right.
But we hadn't had January 6th yet.
Right. We hadn't Roe overturned yet.
Right. And so the Liz Cheneys and the real hardcore people on the right coming forward, I think, is a big deal. Now, it's never going to sway the MAGA.
34 felony convictions and a rape conviction later, Jen, than we were.
Yeah. I think that even if he has more voters this time like he did in 2020, I got to say, I think these hardcore Republicans make a difference in independents.
Yeah.
And in Republicans who weren't necessarily never Trumpers.
Yeah. I mean, the late breaking undecideds are going toward her. She has, what did I just read?
18 point lead over.
With Republicans over where Biden was. He was up 9
hang
points.
Hang on, there's a nuclear alarm going off.
Pardon me? Oh, Jen's alarm. Is it your fascism early warning system? What's happening?
I don't know.
Jen Kirkman has left the building for some reason. Okay.
Okay, now she's back.
Did you hear any of the Hitler rally at Madison Square Garden from where you are in New York? Here, we have some for you. Hang on.
Und die Bewegung sind Lebensausdruck unseres Volkes und damit ein Symbol des Ewigen. Es lebe die nationalsozialistische Bewegung. Es lebe Deutschland.
Yeah.
You have to give it to him that it was translated into the original German very quickly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I live in Brooklyn. I kept my windows open, and I didn't hear it because there weren't as many people at this rally than there were at the Nazi one in 1939. So
this is true.
But I mean, doesn't it say everything you need to know? As a brilliant writer and comedian, you heard about the comedian that was there. Do we need to inflict this on her? Yeah, this is the. I don't even want to say his name.
18. I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting there. Again, normally I don't follow the national anthem, everybody.
Oh, that's your excuse?
Yeah.
Let me say my piece on this.
Okay.
Tony is more successful than I ever was when I was a touring comedian. Now, I'm not saying that's good or bad or I suck, but the mainstream America doesn't know him. But as we know, comedians can have sellout stadium type levels of fame and no one knows. So that's kind of him right now. He's in that Joe Rogan crew, all these guys talking about free speech. And my thing is, never mind that what he said was racist because whatever. Like, honestly, if he told that joke on stage at a comedy club, he'd be like, oh, I get the math of it. Ha ha, it's racist, but whatever. But the context, though, is he's saying this at a presidential rally.
Right.
That is absurd.
Right.
We get that. But this is one of those guys that's always like, free speech. They're trying to take our free speech. Well, he's like caping for a guy that has said he'll take away our free
speech.
Thank you.
Right.
I feel like that's what people need to be talking about when they bother to bring up this Tony.
Yeah. Also, free speech doesn't shield you from the consequences of that free speech.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's my favorite part about these idiots, is they don't know what free speech means.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean people on Twitter can't say something. But they have the same definition of free speech as Trump does, which is, I'm a whiny baby. If you hurt my feelings, I'll put you in the gulag. That's what, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
But if Trump becomes president, Tony and the likes of him will be Trump's bitches. Yeah. They'll be the court jesters that are not allowed to say anything.
Yeah. Thank you. And as a writer, I had to also ask you about cowardice of the L.A. Times and the Washington Post to not endorse this year. Randy Mayhem Singer said, now the newspaper that brought down a corrupt POTUS is chicken to stand up against a fascist one. Shame on the Washington Post. Nobody ever stopped fascism with cowardice. Dean Obadala, our friend, said, democracy dies in darkness is the official slogan of the Washington Post. Today, the Washington Post helped usher in that darkness by protecting Donald Trump. I mean, that'll be the other story. And you know what? We are going to win, Jen. And these cowards, we are going to remember who you are. Oops, what happened? We lost
We can't hear her.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, she's been silenced.
I said you're going to remember who I am.
See?
I made an unfunny joke.
Okay.
No, what did you say?
Well, you know, I think when newspapers get owned by billionaires, there seems to be a problem there.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved Frank Conniff said, in the battle between Superman and Lex Luthor, the Daily Planet has decided not to take a side. Yeah. But, I mean, the fact that they wrote a Kamala Harris endorsement and then Jeff Bezos killed it is even worse, right?
I literally don't understand what he thinks is going to happen if they endorse. Like, who does he think is reading the paper?
Well, I was going to say, that's a good point. I don't know who this affects anyway. I hate to say it. No one reads newspapers anyway. Yeah.
But, you know, it's just sort of, it's like a tradition and institution that's just dying. It's like watching the arts be taken out of schools, like just slowly these things that have always been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That are healthy and normal.
I mean, but this is not, you know, what did somebody call it? Preemptive obedience. Rick Wilson said the irony of Bezos making this utterly cowardly move is that Trump will show him no gratitude, no mercy, no favor. Michael Steele said that's true for all of America's billionaires, including you, Elon. Pretending Trump gives a rat's ass about them or their interests. They've learned nothing from the sad, pathetic political sagas of Lindsay, Rubio, McConnell, Nikki et al. Next up, gullible businessmen. I mean,
that's right.
Yeah.
Because I forgot that they know Trump wants to be a Putin, and Putin doesn't allow any billionaires.
Right.
He takes their money. And I think, do they think they're going to be protected?
Right. Right.
He'll take more money than an ex-wife. Come on, people.
Yeah. He's no credibility, by the way. Was it Mark Halperin that said, oh, someone came to me with a story that would have ended Trump's campaign? I'm like, first of all, how many times have we heard that?
Right.
I count 25 campaign-ending stories that should have ended anybody's campaign.
He killed a million Americans. It didn't end anything.
Right.
Well,
right.
You know, COVID didn't mean. But Mark Halperin, I thought he was busy sexually harassing women. He's still doing his little job.
I don't know which phase he's in. But anyway, Georgia Rebecca Jones said a friend who works in one of the newsrooms that was pitched the secret Trump story says it wasn't about groping a minor. She said it was about the staged assassination attempt in Butler. Apparently, everyone is too afraid of political retribution to touch it. I mean, I am not a conspiracy theorist, Jen, but I can't tell you how many people I know have called bull.
The second it happened, I was like, yeah, that's not real. And can I report it? Like, I mean, we've all been saying it on Twitter. I know that we can't be affected in the same way that a reporter can. But literally, what do they think is going to happen that isn't going to happen if he gets elected? They will be silenced, jailed, made obsolete. So just have at it. One last hurrah.
Yeah.
Report it. Do your job.
Yeah, no, exactly, Jen. We were talking about, we played some Michelle Obama. It is amazing. You know, the standard that Kamala Harris is held to and Donald Trump is held to none. What is it Van Jones says? You know, he can be lawless and she has to be flawless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so good. By the way, we have the internet, so write your little report and fly off somewhere, some island, you know, go to Jamaica, send it from there. Go into hiding for a few months, get a fake name, and do your job.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of this.
Yep. Bob Schooley, one last one. He said, it's pretty incredible Trump isn't really called on to defend his presidency, which ended disastrously, but Harris is supposed to distance herself from the president who picked up the pieces from it. I mean, it really is. We were saying, it's not like he's ranked somewhere in the middle. Every historian has ranked his presidency last.
Yep.
Like, it was a complete, unmitigated disaster.
And people are like, is your presidency going to be just like Joe Biden's? It's like, God forbid it'll be like one of the best presidents we've ever had, but it'll be better because not because there's anything wrong with him, but she'll improve on it. That's just what we do as Democrats.
Yep, absolutely. Look at you and your cute little croaky voice. You hang in there. Come on, just stay with us. 20 minutes after.
Send her some hot tea with lemon.
You can do it. You can do it. 20 minutes.
Oh, please. She's not going to send me anything.
Because you're a woman. When I have men in here, I get them coffee. I just, you know, it's the patriarchy. I can't help it. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. That's right, the OG sexy liberal company. November, the American people will make a choice. We hope you'll make a smart one. I'm doing that thing with my nose. Do the right thing. Okay.
Or else.
There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service. Credo Mobile, they're the nation's only progressive phone company. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits. They've donated over $95 million. Oh, my God. Why am I talking so loud?
I don't know.
Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Planned Parenthood. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you need from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and switching is so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. There you go. And for Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. CredoMobile.com. The code is STEF25. CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The kringle, wood violet, American water spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the kringle, wood violet, and American water spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
That was a great setup for this tweet.
Okay.
File 411 says, between mailboxes being torched and countless credible death threats toward election workers, it's as if Trump's only goal is to burn it all down if he loses. Oh. I have faith in my fellow Americans will show up big at the ballot box. I'm tired of living under the constant threat of Trump. The man wakes up every day and literally punches all of us in the face. Trump is, in fact, an emotional terrorist, and on January 6th sent his violent mob of domestic terrorists, which he radicalized, to attack the heart of democracy. I do think, Jen, there is just a general exhaustion factor that's going to that we just can't withstand this. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even his base is exhausted because they're leaving his rallies, but they'll never admit they're exhausted by him completely. They'll still vote for him. But yeah.
Well, and also, Jen, we were talking about, you know, This that they're trying to run a lot, like Russia was behind, you know, that these trying to sow distrust in the election system, you know, but they're behind the ballot boxes being, where was this, Joey, I can't remember which state
place
it was in.
Oh, Texas?
Right, but D tweeted, can we all finally agree that when Russia hacked the DNC, they also hacked the RNC and have something on every single MAGA senator and congressperson? I've said this for the past 8 years. It'd be nice if it was finally proven right. Absolutely nothing else makes sense. I mean, it's just, you have everybody up to J.D. Vance doing Putin's talking points. Mm-hmm. It's so obvious.
You know, we saw it with the war in Ukraine where their army is disorganized. They don't have the weapons. They're not the military that the United States is. They're not the military that they once were in the 80s. All they have is covert ops, which to me is even scarier.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was former KGB, so.
And by the way, the play this time is to get those on the left that, you know, are concerned about Gaza to vote for Jill Stein, which, you know.
I mean, it's the new Bernie bro, you know. It's the new Hillary, you know, basically single-handedly started the Iraq war with her vote.
Yeah,
you know, I remember that from 2016.
Well, Dean Obadala, our friend, said, hoping Vice President Harris never forgets how much Netanyahu and his Israeli government tried to help elect Trump as president. She needs to allow Netanyahu to be tried for his war crimes. I mean, I agree, but it's just, we were saying, what was it, the Michigan Muslim group just endorsed Trump. And I'm like, you will lead to the complete genocide of the Palestinian people.
And why aren't people realizing it's very easy information to look up? Kamala is not in any way going to be delicate with Netanyahu. We understand.
Yeah.
But it's like the Israeli people were taken over by a dictator. I mean, of course.
Yeah. Who also belongs in prison, like Trump.
Yeah. It's by the way, I'm not a religious person, but let's just say that God is real and the Bible is real. You know who couldn't even solve problems in the Middle East? freaking God himself, okay?
Yeah.
So good point.
People who just found out about politics 4 weeks ago on TikTok and are getting all heated up, you know, for what they think they're doing, they're not wrong, of course. It's very important to care about innocent people, but y'all, this has Putin written all over it.
Yep. More Jen Kirkman next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two people were shot in a downtown Madison restaurant yesterday. It happened in the early morning hours at Sabora's Fusion Grill. Police say there was some kind of altercation and shots rang out. One man has injuries that aren't life-threatening, but the other is in critical condition at the hospital. Also, over the weekend, someone was shot at a Dane County gas station. The sheriff's office says authorities were called to the BP on County Highway N Saturday, that's in the town of Pleasant Springs. There, they found one person had been shot multiple times. They were taken to the hospital. We don't know the extent of their injuries. Lots of law enforcement agencies are part of this investigation. The Dane County Sheriff's Office, Wisconsin State Troopers, and police from McFarland, Cottage Grove, and Stoughton. And we now have some answers in that bizarre case of cross-contamination where some people ate some pizza and learned they had ingested THC. Friday, we reported that people who ate at Famous Yetis in Stoughton were testing positive for the substance. Officials from Public Health Madison-Dane County were called to investigate when multiple people were taken to the hospital, and one said, hey, this almost feels like I've eaten an edible. And all the people with symptoms ate pizza from Famous Yetis. Health department staff found that a container of pizza dough there tested positive for THC. Well, here's the update. A report from the health department says last week the operator was making pizza in a building that operates as an industrial kitchen for lots of businesses. They have their own separate spaces, often entire rooms to themselves. Well, this person making the pizza dough ran out of cooking oil, and they started looking in other kitchens to borrow some. Health department staff say the person grabbed what looked like cooking oil, but of course it wasn't. It had a label on the lid saying it contained THC. Now, we don't know what business it was that had that oil, but health officials working with police say it was something totally legal in Wisconsin. Last week, officials got dozens of reports from people who ate there and just didn't feel quite right afterwards. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A windy one today, with them whipping out of the south, warming us up unseasonable to highs in the upper 60s. Partly sunny with more and more clouds building in tonight, winds get even feistier tomorrow. Gusting to nearly 40 miles per hour, it'll soar us to highs hitting 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the Wyawega Film Festival. And Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Ad Council.
He's not a fascist, he's not Hitler, and that shows you how desperate this campaign is. You got three retired generals, have been out of the game for a while, 3 weeks before the election trying to replace joy with fear. And let me say one thing to these generals. I admire you. I respect you. But for 20 years, you were given and others billions of dollars to train the Iraqi and the Afghan army, and they folded like a cheap suit. How about a little self-reflection about the job you did before you criticize others?
I mean, I could go through all the good things you've said about all three of those.
Yeah, go on, John Carl. One more. With Lindsey Graham.
Now, you have been very critical of the generals, two of them using the word fascist, Mitch McConnell Speaker Johnson have been very critical, saying this is inciting violence. How dare you call Donald Trump a fascist? Let me just play you a little bit about what Donald Trump has had to say about Kamala Harris.
The true divide in American politics today is between these far-left fascists led by Harris and her group. We have a fascist person running who's incompetent. She's a Marxist, communist, fascist, socialist. She's not actually a socialist. She's gone past that. Somebody's got to explain this woman. This is a radical left Marxist, communist, fascist.
No. Okay, one more from the John Carl interview.
We can acknowledge that the when it comes to the insults, they come as strong, maybe stronger.
But we're
out of time.
Having Lindsey Graham call her a fascist. She's just incompetent, incapable, and would be a lousy president.
Thank you.
Okay, can I just say Trump doesn't know what any of those words mean, but I love this new ABC News poll. Find half of Americans see Trump as fascist. This is before all his generals and chiefs of staff called him fascist. Including double digits of Republicans, while only 23% say the same of Vice President Harris. That's the problem with our both sides do it journalism. Kamala Harris is in no way fascist. It is a far-right ideology that is completely espoused by Donald Trump. It's just, I get that.
You know what, though, is heartening about that is that when the 23% say she's fascist, I think they're using it incorrectly. And the other percent that are saying he is one know what they're saying. And that's a really big, you could say how good I am at math, but what is that, like 70% of people think that? I'm shocked. And before the generals came out, that's heartening.
Yeah. I mean, one Republican strategist tried to defend Trump against charges of being a fascist by falsely claiming that fascism is a left wing. This is what kills me.
What?
She argued it's dangerous for Democrats to echo claims made by Trump's own former chief of staff and generals about Trump being fascist because it could result in someone trying to kill him. Wait, what? Yeah. She said the natural conclusion of calling Trump a Nazi and calling Trump the next Hitler is that someone will again try to kill him. Well, take it up with J.D. Vance, who's the first one to call him America's Hitler.
Also, stop being a Nazi and you'll make people a lot less mad at you. Also, every president is a moving target in a way from someone that might try to do something. And that's why they're followed by Secret Service.
Right.
Well, and Trump has had two assassination attempts, in quotes.
Historical fun fact, when the Nazis took power in the 1930s, socialists and communists were among the first people they targeted for political persecution. He's such a dummy. He's just, and his, I'm sorry, you're a dummy too if you're voting for him. He just throws these things out. She's a fascist and a communist and a socialist, and it's like, what?
And now they're running ads.
He might as well say lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Her the C word.
And now they're running ads calling her a communist.
Right. Except the joke is that it's a different C word because how that's funny? Chris, who said remember that having courage is not about being scared, it's about what you do when you're scared?
Swingin' Teddy Barra.
No, Seth Abramson. Some good advice, right? Do something, as Michelle Obama says. Do something. Oh, my God.
You just said Michelle Obama.
Did I? Michelle
I think
Obama.
She, the do and the Michelle got.
Okay.
I feel like you could wear an adult diaper and have your diarrhea and sit at home and do text banking. You know, like, feel the fear and the diarrhea and do it anyway.
You know,
that's what I say.
I've been, by the way, you had asked for my Trump impression, which you love, but it has now been replaced by Jody Hamilton's Melania. Julie in Seattle said, Jody saying,
individual liberty.
As Melania is an automatic giggle machine, LOL, every time she does it. I've been replaced.
It's so good.
Say it again.
Individual liberty.
She thinks women should have that.
Individual liberty.
I,
think she wants that from Trump.
Yes, she does.
Oh, yeah. But that one, by the way, no one ever brings up. We never see his wife with him.
She was there last night for a minute.
Yeah, she introduced
him. Did you see the kiss? Oh, my God.
No, I don't want to.
It was like this. Yeah.
Ew. We never see his son. He never talks about Barron.
Mm-mm. Apparently, Barron has been his unofficial podcast advisor.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
What podcast to go on.
He's the one that told him to do Joe Rogan for 3 hours and be late, so everyone in Michigan is pissed off this Wednesday, and everyone left the rally waiting for him because he was stupid Joe Rogan.
Yep.
I love that happened, though.
I know.
So good.
Okay. People were also streaming out of Madison Square Garden.
Yes, they were.
Wow. I mean, you got to... At least Hitler had energy. You got to say, weren't leaving the Hitler rally.
Well, were you given the assignment to say something good about Hitler today?
They weren't streaming out of his rallies.
I stood outside of Madison Square Garden yesterday saying, you can cop a feel for free if you leave. And I did that for America. So that's why everyone was leaving.
Thank you.
God bless you and God bless America.
I'm very bruised today, but it was worth it.
John Fugelsang, our friend, echoing our point, he said Trump wants to mass deport 20% of the U.S. agricultural workforce, and starry-eyed racists think that won't raise food prices. I mean, I don't even know what the word is anymore. Underestimate his threat to America, the world economy, our economy. The New York Times, I guess we have to give them some... You're a little late to the party, but thanks, as compared to the Washington Post and the New York or the L.A. Times. They just did all caps, the front page. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump says he will prosecute his enemies, order mass deportations, use soldiers against citizens, abandon allies, play politics with disasters, believe him. And they just wrote, it is hard to imagine a candidate more unworthy to serve as president of the United States than Donald Trump.
Thank God. Let's hope tomorrow their headline isn't, is Kamala's hair pretty enough? I mean, I don't know if she's ready.
Excuse me. So David Frum, by the way, talking about this choral comedian that we were talking about that did the racist stuff at Madison Square Garden. He said his comments were moronic and antisocial and completely in line with Trump's campaign. He said, it's a problem for the campaign because this joke of rage, contempt, and hate terribly distracted from the campaign's message of rage, contempt, and hate.
It's true.
Exactly.
Fit exactly.
You know what was interesting, though? The crowd wasn't laughing. No. And I don't even think they were offended. But my theory is that just like it's hard to spoof Trump because he's so outrageous, it's hard to be funny when he is the funniest comedian out there, Trump. I'm sorry, but he's very funny unintentionally. Well. And someone like Tony is like doing his jokes and it looks staged because it is and it's very rehearsed. And they just want Trump.
Wow, they lost even Geraldo Rivera. He's long gone now. Well, he urged Latino voters to back Kamala Harris, had a visceral reaction to the racially charged remarks. Geraldo said, hold please.
He was very upset.
Yeah, there it is. These racists, he said. He said, Latino men of goodwill, have pride in yourselves and your ancestors. A vote for Trump is a vote against self-respect. He said he wished he had bailed on the Trump train a lot sooner. I think there's going to be a lot of people like that, and I know it's I'm not a big person, but welcome late to the partiers. We'll take all of you.
Yeah, we'll take all of you. I can't believe Geraldo was fine with when Trump went to Puerto Rico and just tossed paper towels at people's heads.
Yeah,
that was fine.
God.
But all right, you know what? I don't care. I don't judge. Wake up when you wake up. Come on in.
Yeah.
Like automatic forgiveness because.
Yeah, as Bette Midler would say, dive right in, honey, the water is fine.
It's right. Okay. You're going to see me and Liz Cheney like a buddy montage, getting
petties. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was saying we're having this, democracy rave, and then we're going to wake up the next morning between Dick and Liz Cheney and be like, oh, Jesus, what did I do last night?
I always wake up between Dick and Liz, so it's not going to be any different.
What does that mean?
Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Oh,
Annie and
that just means you shouldn't have taken that extra pill of Molly.
Annie in Oklahoma. Hello. Hey, Annie.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hi. I was going to say that so all these laws that they have passed to suppress the vote, putting fewer voting machines in Democratic leading precincts, and making it illegal for passing out water.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing for the last few years is I go online and I look at my ballot, the sample ballot, and I study it, and then I write down, like on a piece of paper or an index card. This year I wrote it in my phone how I'm going to vote, so that whenever early voting in Oklahoma starts Wednesday,
okay,
and I expect the lines to be really long. And so if so all I have to do when I go vote is just take my phone in there, mark my ballot, because I've already studied everything.
Oh, that's
I've already
great.
Looked at the judges. I've already, because the ballot measures in some of these states
yeah.
are really confusing.
Oh, I know.
So
we have a lot of homework in California.
Yeah. So if you go in there and that's the first time you're seeing this abortion measure, I think it's in Ohio,
that's
and
right.
it's really confusing.
You know what?
Yeah,
you get but you get both a gold star
everybody.
And you are the smartest girl in class this morning. How about that?
Aw, I am. Aw, finally.
Okay, good.
Finally.
Yay. Yeah, no, there's so much homework in California.
There is.
So many propositions.
And I'm
going
to spend all my time up until Election Day looking
okay,
things
whatever,
over.
Mr. Late to the polls. Okay, let's go to Matt in Chicago. You're on with Jen. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I am calling to defend Christopher something LaVoy.
Uh-huh.
Because
Christopher
I think
Louise
he's
LaVoy.
Been unjustly accused. Yeah, Christopher Louise LaVoy it is. Mm-hmm. Christopher, I want you to know that I, too, hold the legend of Magilla Gorilla and Hong Kong Fooey alive. And to say that nobody likes your answers except for Mark Hamill is just distinctly wrong.
Oh, well, thank
we
you.
All love them.
I appreciate that.
Whatever.
You're very welcome.
One of you very few little straggly Chris LaVoy fans.
Someone wrote to me on Threads just now and said, I was looking up stuff for Country Bear Jamboree right as you said the five bear rugs. And so they said they were looking around for a camera.
Hmm. Okay. Jen, world-famous writer, the Washington Post has delivered a lengthy analysis of Trump's recent speeches and has found they are strikingly erratic and filled with confusing sentences. Thank you for someone pointing out the obvious, that it is gobbledygook that he is speaking at this point.
We know that.
His recent speeches, they write, have gotten longer and more repetitive compared with those of past campaigns. He's gotten very repetitive, Jody. Have you noticed that?
Is he repetitive?
Yes.
I've heard he's gotten repetitive.
Yes, that's what I heard. They find he promotes falsehoods and theories that are so far removed from reality or appear wholly made up that they are often baffling to anyone not steeped in MAGA media or internet memes. What's more, Trump has not released any of his medical records. Isn't that, in some ways, the biggest story? Is just his clearly obvious.
Well, can I just say, Washington Post, unless you're getting paid by the letter and you want to have as many as you can, stop with the falsehoods. The word is lie.
Uh-huh.
The word is lie. It's a heavier word. Falsehood, stop it. Lies.
But also, did you hear what was the thing? He wants to be a whale psychiatrist.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Something windmills.
Because they drive him crazy.
Yeah. Right.
It drives them crazy. That one, I'm like, you know what? Let's encourage him. Go be a whale psychiatrist. It's never too late.
It's never too late to
follow
your dreams. Live your dreams.
Yeah.
They have a whale psychiatry course at Trump University. Go.
By the way, did you see Eric Swalwell put out a place for Trump? You know,
funny.
We did it first, the place for Don, but
yeah.
But anyway, it was hilarious. But it's true. You would take the keys away.
Yeah.
A lot of us that have had parents with Alzheimer's, you're like, yeah. Oh my God. You know, I no nuclear codes. Pudding. Okay. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, yes, my giant hydration system filled with Morning Kick, because it's been exhausting, hasn't it, this election cycle?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like a. And I ride, what did I ride this weekend? 30 miles with my bike club. I'm just saying, it's a lot. I am powered entirely by Morning Kick.
Yeah.
It is a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. There's 10 supplements in there. Grandma doesn't have to count out the pills or put them in a little box with the days of the week. It's all in there.
It's all in there.
It's a game changer for me. Tastes great. You want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Some settling may occur.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
My hair is terrible.
Hey, 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 LA Sexy Liberal, this Saturday, the big final pre-election extravaganza with number one enemy of the people, Adam Schiff.
Pencil neck himself.
Shifty Schiff. Yeah. He will be there with his pencil neck and his watermelon head.
Yep.
And,
wow.
Along with Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, Glenn Kirshner, on and on. Donna, the official travel agent of the Stephanie Miller Show. Yeah, is there a hotel? Is there a hotel in LA, Donna?
Yes, there is. It's on the website. It's the Styles Hotel.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if we have rooms left, but you can always check.
Yep, okay. Go to sexyliberal.com to find out more information about that.
Come see us live if you can here in L.A. Yeah. If not, pay-per-view, only $20. But go ahead, Donna.
Right. Well, I am actually calling for a different reason. I went to see Cyndi Lauper last night, and guess who she endorsed?
Kamala Harris. Yeah.
Yes, she did. And this is her last tour. So she put it in there, and she was talking about voting
the whole time.
It was a great show.
Good for her. Although she did also endorse Rowdy Piper. But, you know, that's a few years ago. Rowdy Piper. Yeah. Oh, no, she didn't. She said, Rowdy Piper, you'll get yours.
That was like 40 years
ago. Okay. Hi. Hi, Jen. Also, you've written on many Emmy Award-winning television shows. I was saying last week when Trump said, get out of here, Kamala, you're vice president, you're fired. I'm like, how long ago was Apprentice canceled? And hadn't it already jumped the shark back then? Like, it really is like using this moldy old catchphrase. Like, seriously?
And it is the thing that made him, like, endeared him to America. So I can see his instinct, but I really feel like it's not cool to say that by any means. And I don't see any MAGA people saying that.
We think next is going to be up your nose with a rubber hose. And
yes. I would love that to be brought back.
Also sit on it and I don't know what else. Kiss my grits.
Oh, Kiss My Grits is so good. Kids, if you haven't seen Alice or Welcome Back, Kotter, go binge watch that next time you're feeling anxious about the election. It's just great TV.
It's true. Trump blamed brain surgery for President Biden's apparent cognitive decline during a Joe Rogan interview. How long ago was that? Like 11 billion years ago, Biden had brains? Okay.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Right. Trump said, those are not good operations. I don't know what that means. Okay.
Brain surgeries are not, maybe because that brain surgeon he knew wasn't a brain surgeon, and rest in peace, he died of COVID because of Trump, but you know.
Right. The New York Post has endorsed Trump for president just 2 years after its own editorial board condemned him as unworthy of the office over the eternal shame of January 6th. Wow.
That's
a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, that we have just memory hold. His entire disastrous president. Really? January 6th didn't happen. A million dead from COVID didn't happen. I mean.
Oh, so long ago. Who cares, Steph?
Yeah, get over it.
Okay.
Fine. Yeah, get over it.
Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein slammed the Washington Post for their decision not to endorse a White House candidate. They said it ignores the Washington Post's own overwhelming reportorial evidence on the threat Donald Trump poses to democracy. But the editor-at-large, Robert Kagan, resigned. He said that if Trump were elected, the country would drift toward dictatorship. I mean, it's just hard to overestimate the stakes of this election and the warnings across such a broad spectrum of people, right?
I saw somebody on social media say, don't worry, America has all these protections. And I'm like, no, you fool. The Supreme Court said a president can do whatever they want. The protections are gone. This is why we're saying this.
Yeah. And Hillary was right about everything. Roe was overturned. And now Trump could enforce a national abortion ban on day one if he's reelected. He wouldn't need the approval from Congress. He could make it abortion illegal across the country unilaterally. This is in Salon. The next president could sharply limit access to reproductive care unilaterally through administrative action as long as incoherent as Trump's many abortion stances have been. There are plenty of signs that he will choose this path because, of course, he will.
Yep.
He will rename the country Trump. Mark my words, I hope it never happens, but he would.
Go vote. Jen Kirkman commands you.
Yes.
If you want to have nice things. We love you, Jen Kirkman. Go follow her.
More.
Worship her.
I'm going to take care of my cough.
Feel better.
Okay.
Feel better.
Yes.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Trigvy Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.